The Breach, The Untold Story of the Investigation into January 6th, written by Denver Riggleman with Hunter Walker. Read for you by Denver Riggleman. To my wife, Christine, my daughters, and my granddaughters. Author's note. This book is not the January 6th committee report. While I played a part in the investigation, I was not aware of every aspect of the committee's work. I do not mean to present this book as a complete account of that day. Instead, I hope to build on the public's knowledge of what happened when the Capitol was attacked. I also hope to add to the conversation about January 6th. It's something we can't look away from. While this is just one man's story, I do believe my time advising the committee and my own life experience, including decades of military intelligence work and 2 years spent as a Republican member of Congress, give me a unique vantage point and insight into how our country went down this dark road and how we might prevent something like January 6th from happening ever again. I had to pick and choose how to explain complex topics in a way that's understandable to anyone reading this book. It was impossible to include every person in contingency. I also left out sensitive data that could affect the January 6th committee. I ask all open source intelligence researchers and others who are studying January 6th extensively to please forgive me for excluding certain individuals and events. This book makes a simple case. There is a growing militant far-right Christian nationalist movement that is being fueled by online disinformation. That movement now constitutes an extremist wing of the Republican Party, the party that I once belonged to, and it poses a serious danger to our democracy. Fringe movements of any political stripe can turn violent. The left is not immune and certainly not blameless. However, at the moment, the far right is more organized and more militant. My story lays out the concrete proof and data showing the scope of this threat, and what I hope is the beginning of a blueprint for how we can confront it. Memory is only human. I described the events and recounted the conversations in this book to the best of my abilities. Whenever possible, I augmented my own recollections with original records, video footage, news coverage, and official reports. The text messages from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' phones that are included in this book weren't given to us with the names of the people who sent and received them attached. As I'll explain in more detail in the chapters to come, part of the work I oversaw in the committee was the painstaking process of matching phone numbers to names, utilizing powerful law enforcement databases and other clues as we could find them. While my team maintained rigorous standards and made attributions only where there was a very high degree of certainty, and while I have the highest confidence in our work, we can't entirely exclude the possibility that this identification process could have introduced unintended errors because of an undiscovered flaw in our source data or our methods. Moreover, we also can't rule out the fairly rare circumstance when a message is sent by a person from a phone number they don't ordinarily use, such as when the phone is shared or borrowed and we don't detect it. Although this was a possibility, all these texts were sent to the phone number of the White House Chief of Staff. All of the texts in this book were part of the evidence considered by the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol, and many of them were introduced in the committee's public hearings. I am an intelligence officer by training. There is nothing more valuable than raw data. I tried my best to get out of its way. I'm not asking you to like me or even to trust me. I want to let the data do the talking. Through countless ones and zeros, it paints a clear and disturbing picture. Chapter 1. The Dark Time. As the United States Capitol was attacked on January 6, 2021, the White House went dark for 7 hours and 37 minutes. It was my job to turn the lights on. 1 year after the siege, the National Archives turned over more than 700 pages of White House records requested by the investigators of the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. I was one of those investigators. And embedded in those pages were the call diaries for the former President Donald J. Trump. Here's what the call log showed. According to those records, on January 6, 2021, there were no phone calls in or out of the White House from 11:17 a.m. through 6:54.